Well, sir, I've been having quite a time getting anything to eat here in New York. Well, just as soon as I can get cooled off a little bit, I'll tell you about it. I'm so doggone mad right now. If I bit myself, I'd have hydrophobia. I just missed my train. Well, that makes four of them I missed now today, and I've got on the wrong train twice, and I can't miss any more of them till along next week sometime. They only have a train to Pumpkin Center once a week. Well, I got to looking around here in New York for a place to eat. You know, when I used to come to New York, I always stopped at the Astor House. I kind of like Mrs. Astor's cooking. But that ain't here anymore. I got into one place, they called it Cabaretti. They charged me $5 to sit down at the table. They had a lot of circus gals dancing in there. One gal come up and kicked right over my head and tickled me under the chin, and gosh, I had to get right out of there. I got to blushing so I could feel the heat breaking out all over me. Then I got into another place kept by Mr. Cafeteria. They had a lot of gals in there. One gal hand me a little tin plate, and another put a knife and fork and a napkin on it, and another gal give me a little butter. You could almost see it. I think she was Mrs. Hoover. Another gal give me two slices of bread, and another one a bowl of soup, and another one some mashed potatoes, and another one some roast beef, and then they wouldn't let me eat it till I paid for it. I had to carry it over the table and set it down and go get a cup of coffee and the spoon and the cream and sugar and glass of water and the pepper and salt, and I got it all together finally, and I ate it, and when they wasn't watching me, I sneaked out without washing the dishes. Gosh, I'll just bet Mr. Cafeteri will be mighty mad when he found all them dirty dishes what I left.